Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm with Russ Rogue, President and CEO of MetroFloor, a couple hours north of Shanghai. Russ, how you doing?
I'm doing great today, Kemp, and thank you for taking the time to journey all the way to Asia to spend the time with us.
Well, I was coming over for Domotex Asia, and you invited me to come to this. I want to go through that. First, though, most people know MetroFloor, brand names like Aspecta, Engage Genesis. You're in LVT in a big way. Primarily rigid core LVT, but you make all types. Let me ask you first, how's business?
So business I would characterize as good. To some extent, though, unquestionably, the first quarter of this year was a little slower than anticipated. And as I say that, perhaps we shouldn't be surprised because, frankly, there was some excessive inventory purchases based on the tariff dynamic. So we probably saw almost fictitious growth in the third and fourth quarter of 2018 that now we're feeling the offset of that in 2019. But ultimately, no complaints. We feel strongly about the category's continued growth. This is just a bit of an anomaly that we're experiencing right now.
Now, we've heard that the consumer's consumption was also down a little bit, maybe because of the government shutdown in January and the weather potentially. But I've heard if you watch, say, the Home Depot point of sale system, which watches consumption by consumers, it's starting to pick back up in March, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say that. We did see the macro figures that you've cited, but we are seeing it begin to bounce back. So we feel confident that ultimately 2019 is going to remain a very strong year. I think we just experienced an initial first quarter that was a little slower than anticipated.
Now, I'm here with you with a group of about 80 people. Tell us what you have here and why we're doing this.
Yeah, so most listeners hopefully know that MetroFloor Corporation is one division of a larger enterprise owned by the Stone family and led by Harlan Stone, our group CEO, and his brother Peter Stone. And so we have three different company divisions represented on this tour. The MetroFloor Corporation division, of course, the Aspecta worldwide and global contract brand that's led by Marcel Keyes, and also a division that probably our listeners are not all that familiar with, but it's a division called Vertex. And Vertex is a company that sells the same types of LVT products to international customers throughout the world. So we have 80 different customers that are on this trip from all three of these divisions that I've cited, and I think we represent nearly 40 countries. So it's quite an eclectic international group, and it's been a lot of fun.
And why are we doing this?
That's a great question. I think bringing our customers out here at this time, certainly the coincidence of it aligning with Domotex, we're taking advantage of that time frame. But we want to instill, I think, three primary take-with messages with the attendees from this trip. I think first and foremost, we want them to leave with confidence. We've taken these customers on three tours of three different partners of ours, one a printing facility, the other two LVT production facilities. So I think they're getting a chance to see that we have some of the, we believe, class-leading manufacturing facilities, not just in China, but perhaps throughout the world for the production of LVT. So we want them to have confidence in our capabilities and, of course, the capabilities of the factories that we work with. I think the second is transparency. It's a hallmark of our company where we are not just transparent relative to the ingredients that we use in our products, obviously where the products are made. This is a way for us to pull back the curtain, pull back the veil, and let our customers who we're very closely aligned with see anything and everything that we could ultimately show them that goes into making our products successfully perform in the marketplace. And then I think the last is, and this is an important one, is innovation. We have a number of exciting new products on the horizon that are just now coming to fruition, and what better opportunity to show those products to them than at the factories that are making them on our behalf.
Now, one thing I want to definitely point out is the heritage of MetroFloor and the other stone companies in this business. I mean, you've got relationships with these two major and very large factories that go back 27 years, right?
Yeah, so the two factories that produce LVT for us, the primary factories are Elegant, a home technology company, and then Yihua Plastics, both located in Zhangjiagang, China, which, as you mentioned, is about 2.5 hours northwest of Shanghai. And yes, the Stone family began working with both of these partners of ours back in the late 80s, really. So it's 25, 27 years, as you said, for both. And it's really a remarkable relationship that's not just built on transactional business, but it's really built on relationships and trust. We're now working with second generations at both of these factories. So it's really prideful to be a part of it.
Yeah, I was excited to come over here at your invitation to see exactly what you're doing over here. I mean, most people know, let's real quickly cover it, rigid core, the fastest growing category in the flooring business, and it's been perfected over here. You know, as I tour, just real quick, just on scale real quick, just to talk about these two factories. You've got Elegant, 1.2 million square feet, 1,300 employees, and UWA Plastics is 2.4 million square feet. And how many employees are that?
I think that they have about 1,800 employees at that factory. For many of the customers that are on this trip, they've never seen LVT produced before. Some perhaps have seen laminate or wood, but the scale of both of these facilities cannot be described. You have to visually experience it. And it's not just about the number of workers, but really it's about the cleanliness, the investments in automation. I think that has surprised a lot of people on the trip as well, because LVT production in certain aspects of it can be labor intensive. But one of the things that both of our two factories have done is invested heavily in material handling, both on the front side of production and on the back side, to make throughput much more efficient, and probably an unexpected treat for our customers to see that.
Of observations, if you let me. I've toured the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, and the floor there, you can eat off of it. It's a resin-coated floor. You know, when we went into Elegant, they have the same floor in there. So it's a beautiful floor, very clean. And another thing I learned, let's take Elegant for a minute. They went to an ERP system 2 years ago, and now they've just put in a manufacturing execution system that uses QR codes. I mean, this is cutting-edge things over here. You get a feeling when you're coming over to China that you're just going to see just a lot of work running around doing the same process over and over again, and that's not what I'm seeing here. Like you said, I mean, it's organized, it's systematic, it's not labor intensive. As a matter of fact, in one of these plants, you had robot arms. I mean, you've got Japanese, the latest Japanese technology that are doing some material handling and some setting up some processes. So I'm very surprised to see that.
Yeah, we're certainly, you know, proud of those, that evolution, I guess, as I would describe it. You know, I've been with the organization for 8 years, and I can tell you that on my first journey to Asia and visiting both of these factories, there was not a robotic arm. There was not any automated material handling. Really about the only aspect that might have been somewhat automated was the profiling equipment. But you know, today it's just it's remarkable to see that evolution, as I describe it, from in this case 8 years ago till now. It's a very sophisticated operation. The production process itself is more sophisticated than it used to be, and as you pointed out, the ERP and the manufacturing execution system to be able to track a completed LVT plank back through the process all the way to the raw material inputs on the front side. And that's basically what that allows us to do. You know, we were barely able to put a run number on the back of product, you know, 8 or 10 years ago. So we're light years ahead of where we used to be.
You know, real quick, we've talked about these tariffs. We've talked about maybe in some instances tariffs are the right things because there's competitive situations, there's stealing of intellectual properties. But when it comes to rigid core LVT, the machinery that's making these products, most of it, with the exception of maybe the robotic arms and German profiling, but most of that extrusion equipment was all invented and designed, and all of this equipment is produced here in this country, right?
Yes, I mean, so, you know, between the two factories that we toured and allowed our customers to visit, I want to say that we are just shy of, you know, 100 extrusion lines producing either a WPC platform or an SPC, and all of that equipment was engineered, developed, and designed, built, and utilized now here in China. It's quite an advanced process from where we were.
Mm-hmm. And I just went into a plant just a few minutes ago that just was finished 6 months ago. The ceilings are higher, there's natural light, there's a lot going on in that. But let me just real quick, we'll make one last point. The way these employees, we gave a huge count here, 1,800, 1,300, the way they're treated is really good. To work for these two companies is probably good quality of life, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say so without question. You know, I commented about transparency, and I might not have mentioned it, but that goes hand in hand, of course, with sustainability. And we have aligned and supported an organization called the International Living Future Institute, which some of the listeners may know about. And they have been pioneers in the transparency evolution to make sure that companies are sharing with their customers the ingredients in the products, and that is conveyed through a label called the Declare label. So every product that we manufacture at both of these factories, you can find the raw material inputs. It's kind of like a nutritional label, but the other label or endorsement is called the Just label or the Just endorsement, and that's really a matter of social responsibility. So both of these factories are Just certified. Elegant was the first of which to receive that certification, and not only were they the first LVT company to receive Just certification in China, they were the first manufacturing company of any type that has been endorsed with Just. So this is a matter of social equity relative to how the employees are treated, the wages that they're paid, the hours that they work, the benefits that they receive, et cetera, et cetera. So So we're very proud of the manner in which the employees are treated by both of our factories.
One more little quick thing I want to point out, but one of the plants we went to has a thermo oxidizer, a $5 million incinerator that burns off all of the VOCs. So, I mean, they're even working on the environment here, right?
Yeah, and I think that's another misnomer, too, that a lot of times those of us in the United States and perhaps other parts of the world have this perception that China is not as advanced in the areas of sustainability. But the ironic thing is it couldn't be further from the truth. The government is very much promoting sustainable practices and you know, manufacturing methods that are not harmful to the environment. Our factories, of course, are embracing that. The one that you mentioned, of course, was TCP. That's one of the printing companies that we utilize, arguably the world's leading printing facility. This is a brand new location that they have built right here in Zhangjiagang, which is, of course, handy to us because it's just a few minutes away from our two primary LVT factories. But yes, they invested in this thermal oxidizers to exhaust any VOCs that would be generated in the printing process, and then they're essentially incinerated. And I think that they said that it was a 99.9% cleanability factor. So they're basically emitting, in essence, fresh air back into the environment, and all VOCs, for lack of a better way of putting it, are eliminated.
All right, Russ, great to visit with you, and thanks for letting me see this operation. Again, been talking to Russ Rogue, the president and CEO of Metroflor, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.